If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 22nd day of October, 2010. Happy birthday to Jeff Goldblum, who celebrates his 58th birthday today. Saffron Burroughs, quite lovely, of Boston Legal is 38. Zach Hansen is 25. And Windows 7 was released on this day in 2009. Lots going on, especially in the neighborhood this weekend. There are a couple of streets over where they have this kind of festival. And it was something that the street did. And it's really funny because, you know, in order to do something like this, you got to have every neighbor on the street to sign off on it. So they literally block the street and they bring in jazz groups and their authors that are there, their artists with paintings and just all kind of people. And the neighborhood, it for free, basically shows up for this afternoon. And it's going to be beautiful this weekend. It's just an incredible fall here in the South. So lots to look forward to. And naturally, I hope to be able to take my video camera like I did a couple of years ago. Last year, we had really heavy rain and nobody showed up, including me. So we hope that this year will be a little bit better and a lot more fun. I say that I hope I can take my camera. I'm having the worst internet problem. And if you're hearing this podcast, it's a miracle. It really is a miracle. It's gotten so bad. I'm with AT&T. I'm I've been with them for 10 years, and I'm going to call today and downgrade my service because I can't continue to pay a premium price for, you know, 6 megabyte download and upload when I'm just not getting it. I mean, you know, they say I'm getting it, but in a matter of a week, everything has just stopped. You know, you click on a website and it could take between 30 seconds to a minute for the site to come up. And that's just not acceptable, you know. So, and my other option is to go with Cox Cable, which I hate to do, but, you know, you got to, and this is the thing, you know, if the cable industry and if the satellite industry and the broadcast industry is worried about people getting all of their stuff online, then they're going to have to do a hell of a lot better than this. Because right now, you know, I couldn't watch a goat. So it's frustrating. It's very, very frustrating. And the thing is, and I understand that tech support by their nature feel and I guess should accept that when people call, they're dealing with idiots. And I understand this. And so they have you jump through all of these hoops before they'll even help you. But now they've changed things. It used to be that they do a line test, and beforehand we could fix things rather quickly because they say, oh yeah, you know, because I'm not far from the pop as it goes, you know, for DSL. And so finally, this lady the other day said, I'm sorry, I've done all I can do for you. You know, there's nothing we can do. I can't call a line specialist because your stats are too good. So you do the line, you know, they have you do the line test online and tell how fast your uploads and download speeds are. And if they are within tolerance of AT&T specs, they're not going to do anything. Nothing. So, the weird thing is, I posted something on my Twitter about what was going on, and this guy who says he's from AT&T said, you know, send me your specs and I'll see if I can help you. And I blocked him. Well, first of all, how do you know this guy's with AT&T? You know, and you start sending your specs to somebody out in the, you know, he needs to understand if he's going to be helpful, he's got to be a little more transparent than, you know, no name, no nothing. Just, you know, say, send me your specs. Sure, buddy. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.